Hello, my name is BC Oladipupo and welcome to my podcast. My website can be found at www.inspiredwordspodcast.com. Today I'll be sharing on The Danger of Believing in Lie, Part 2. God is a God of truth, Deuteronomy 32 verse 4, and Jesus is full of grace and truth, John 1:14. Jesus is the Word made flesh, full of grace and truth. In other words, God's Word is truth. John 17:17, and I read, Sanctify them through thy word is truth. If you had a friend, neighbor, or family member that you believed a lie about, would that not affect your relationship with them? Of course it would. Some people have lost years of genuine and healthy relationships that they could have had with others just because they believed a lie about the person, place, or ministry. Years down the road, they realized that they had just disconnected unnecessarily and everything was a lie. Some lies are more expensive than other lies. Let's have a look at scripture. 2 Thessalonians 2 verses 7 to 12, and I read, For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceitfulness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God sent them strong disillusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned, who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. According to verse 10, why do people perish? Because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Verse 11 further on goes on to tell us that they ended up believing a lie. Verse 12 goes on to say that they were all damned who believed not the truth. Some people will spend an eternity in the wrong place because they believed a lie. That is very serious and sobering. And if you don't know Jesus yet, make Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior, for Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. John 14:6, and I read, Jesus said unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Going back to the scriptures we just read in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, the reason some people are perishing is because they received not the love of the truth. And while the above has very severe and eternal consequences, not receiving the love of the truth can be applicable in other areas of our Christian walk. If we want to be saved from anything, we must believe and receive the love of the truth. God's word is truth. Our circumstances do not confirm God's truth. God's truth must override our circumstances. We must embrace the truth if we want to be free. John 8:32, and I read, And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Somebody said you will not amount to anything. That is a lie. You can't afford to accept it. God's truth, which is spiritual reality, says you are beloved of God. 1 John 3:2. Somebody said you will never come out of that situation. God's truth says we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Romans 8:37. That symptom is telling you, I will not go away. God's truth says, By his stripes you are healed. Isaiah 53 verse 4. Somebody said, Can that thing ever happen? God said, All things are possible to him that believeth. Mark 9:23. Daily we must flood ourselves with the truth, especially when going through challenges. You can't afford to yield to those lies. It's only the truth that will bring freedom. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8:32. There is a place for prayer, and there's a place for studying and meditating on God's word, the truth. 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 13, and I read, But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God had from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Believing the truth is a necessity for every believer. Have you ever spoken to someone and you can tell that the root problem is the lies that they are believing? The only remedy is to believe the truth. We must guard our belief system. Studying and meditating on God's word will help us strengthen our belief system. To live successful Christian lives, we must align ourselves with God's truth in every area of our lives. Thanks for listening.